and so the schooling began. The first lesson was household management, where Rabbit tried to explain a list of things that should be folded, napkins, tablecloths, sheets, as against things that really should not, hard-boiled eggs, cobwebs, desks. Then they were all treated to Owl's Latin class, where he declined ammo, amas, amat for them several times, and told them that mus is the Latin for mouse, but became rather short-tempered when Pooh asked whether hus was the Latin for house, and Piglet wanted to know if puss was the Latin for cat. Things were little better in geography, where Kanga tried to explain that the equator was an imaginary line that ran all around the world. Piglet put his paw in the air.
"Please, Kanga, if the line is imaginary, how do we know it's there?"
he asked.
"Roo, dear, don't put your pencil up your nose," said Kanga. "Now, Piglet, that's just it. We don't know the line is there."
"In that case," said Tigger, "why mention it?"
"Because if I didn't mention it, you wouldn't know about it," responded Kanga rather briskly.
Roo said,
"But you don't know about it either."
Kanga could be seen counting to 10 under her breath.
"Of course I do. I'm your mother," she informed Roo.
"Now, children, it's time for break."
While the pupils were having their break, the teachers met to discuss why there wasn't any discipline.
"It's the stripy ones," said Eeyore gloomily,
shaking another moth out of his gown, which he had taken off because of the heat.
"It's all of them," said Rabbit, twitching his nose.
"Really, I thought Roo would have been better brought up."
Kanga gave him a warning look.
"And what do you mean by that, Rabbit?"
Owl cleared his throat.
"The gravity of the situation means, suggests, connotes, imports and portends."
He paused for a moment, looking rather as if he had forgotten what he was saying.
"It means we need Christopher Robin,"
he concluded, recovering splendidly. But Lottie was having none of that.
"Nonsense," she snorted. "He's not due until after lunch. I can deal with this."